This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We are learning Siman Nun Hei, Dinei Kaddish. Dinei Kaddish. The Mechaber says, Oimrim Kaddish. We say Kaddish. This is talking about Kaddish after Yishtabach, but this is the opportunity to talk about Dinei Kaddish. So it's interesting, you know, why did the Mechaber wait till now to talk about Dinei Kaddish? Is this the first Kaddish in davening? What about Kaddish by Psukei Dezimra, let's say by Mizmar Shir? That's not really Meikar HaTfilah. Rav Henkin writes, that Kaddish was basically, it's a scam to get people to cut Avelim, to get to Shul early. So he tells, come on, you know, you're going to miss the Kaddish. But it's not Me'ikr Tzuras HaTfilah. But the Kaddish by Yishtabach is Me'ikr Tzuras HaTfilah. Says the Mechaber, Oimrim Kaddish, Ve'in Oimrim Yisabachos Me'asar Zacharim. You don't say with less than 10 males, B'nei Choyrin, who are free, Gedoylim, who are of age, of Chayvim Mitzvah, She'evi Ushtei Sarais, that they've brought two hairs, V'adin L'Kedusha, U'Barchu, She'ein Ne'amarim B'pachos Me'asar. Likewise, Kedusha and Barchu, that they're not said in less than 10 people. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Oimrim, Kasher Toiv L'Mayit Bevrachos, Kach Toiv L'Mayit B'Kaddishim. Just like it is good to minimize the blessings you make, shouldn't make a bracha she'eino tzricha. So it's also good to be Mamayit B'Kaddishim. Just like it's good to be Mamayit Bevrachos, it's good to be Mayit B'kadeshim. That's the opening Mishnah Berurah and Siman Nun Hei. Now, why is it good to be Mayit B'kadeshim? The Pa'as, Shaul Shachos Pa'as Sadcha, the Dershu quotes, it's a Svara. It is not Yiras Hashem to constantly be approaching Him. You know, it's not, it shows a certain over-comfortability. Same way, you know, I don't like, you know, people who come to Shul. They come in with their coffee. Okay, it's one thing, I don't know, you need a little before davening. So drink it in the back. To come in holding, they come in with like the 64-ounce cup, like you're walking into a 7-Eleven or something. You know, it's not your shamayim. You're coming to so that for sure we understand. But even excessive kadeshim, that is not proper. So therefore, Rav Moshe says, let's say somebody's an avel. And they already daven shachris, and now they come to a bris, or they come they're coming to learn in the shul. Don't say kaddish. No, what do you mean? It's another opportunity to kaddish. No, you're not supposed to. You shouldn't say kaddish. You already say kaddish by your minion. Why are you saying it another minion? Unless the people don't know you already daven, then they know you're an avel and there's maris ha'ayin. But if you don't think you're doing the nifter a favor, oh, I'm gonna go to another minyan and say kaddish. Not the right thing to do, says Rav Moshe. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Va'ayim ba'achroinim shekaru tigar alzeh. Look in the achroinim who they complain about this. That people gather 10 people. Not the right thing to do. You know how to do it. You know how to have, like, after davening, oh, we'll learn a Mishnah, Kaddish. We'll say a Memra, Kaddish. We'll say a Dvar Torah, another Kaddish. It is Shaloi Kahalacha, plain and simple. And not only is it Shaloi Kahalacha, it's very wrong. The Achroinim complain about it. Asar Yehudim Loyazim. If you have 10 Jews who don't speak Lashon HaKodesh, in me sheyadeh b'Lashon HaKodesh, lahoitzi oisam yidei chayva. You don't have a guy who could daven Hebrew. Yuchalechem liyo shliach tzibur v'loimer kaddish u'kedusha b'Lashon Laz. Then one of them could be a shliach tzibur and say kaddish and kedusha in English or in any language. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva that to daven in a different language is only permitted occasionally, not the Eifan Kavua. Now he's not talking about transliterated Yis Gadel v'Yis Kadesh Shmei Rabbah. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about May his great name be magnified and sanctified in the world that he created as he willed. Meaning, in other words, to say in a different language, not to transliterate. It's permitted. You have 10 guys, they don't speak Hebrew. They could say Kaddish, whatever language they want. And the Chassam Sofer says this is Akroi. Kaddish. Perish Acher Psukah de Zimra. We're talking about after Psukah de Zimra, we need 10 people. Now, okay, you need 10 people. Now, how do you count them? Prichadar says you don't count them by the head. The Kitzer says the minog is you say Hoshia Samecha, which has 10 words. The Kav HaChaim says. Now, I don't know why they're bringing that over here, because the last thing you could do at this point is start saying Hoshia Es Amecha. I guess according to the Tzad, that you're allowed to speak for Tzarchei Tzibur, and the guy doesn't know how to count without, you know, what he learned in first grade from the kids of Shulchan Aruch. But you're not to say Hoshia Samecha at this point. That's not permitted. But it's talking about in general. Anyway, the Kaf HaChaim says that you do it b'machshava. You know, the issur of counting is when you say the numbers. It's not when you count in your mind. There's no problem of counting in your mind. Okay. Okay, let's see. If he says you need a minion for Kaddish, do you need a minion for Yotzar of Arech Hashach? He says, why do I need a minion? What do you mean? You're saying Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. So perhaps you need a minion to say Berchus Kriyashma even. Now, unless, the Mishnah Berurah says, unless you lane it, so then you're Kekayre B'Tayra. Either way, Shekol Dover Shekudusha Goin Kaddish, Shekudusha, Baruch Hu Kriyas Atar Nusiyas Kapayim, Ein Oymer Pachas Me'asara. Any davar shakdush you can't say with less than 10 people. Shenemar v'nikdashi b'soich b'nei Yisrael. V'yalfinam b'gzeir shava toich toich mimaraglim. We learn out gzeir shava toich toich from the maraglim. Dechsiv ad masai lo eda hara hazois. It says about the maraglim, they're an eda. And there were 12 of them. Yatsu Yeshua v'kalev. Take out Yeshua and Kalev. Nishar asara. Yeah, you're left with 10. Ukruyam eda. They're called an eda. V'chol ha-kadeshim shavin lozeh. All kadeshim are equal in this regard. Meaning you need a minion for all kadeshim. Afil ka shaban shachal limad. Kosev ha-taz. De-be'es amir spuk ha-zimra ein tzar chasara. You don't need a minion for spuk ha-zimra to be able to say kadesh. Namely, da-afil ha-maru b'yichidos. Even if you said spuk ha-zimra yichidos, kol she'esh ha-sar b'shas amir se kadesh dai b'kach. As long as you have 10 people at the time of Kaddish, it's enough. V'cheinim hischilu l'spalel arvis b'yichidos. Likewise, let's say you start to daven marav b'yichidos. You only had 4 guys show up. Ubo asor le'samir se'kaddish. And then, by the time Kaddish comes, 10 people show up. Yachol emar Kaddish. Now this is not like we said yesterday or 2 days ago. For example, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Nun Dalet, Siv Katan Tes, he brought from the Magen Avram a few interesting things. First of all, he brought from the Magen Avraham that you need to learn Agadata, and then you could say Kaddish Terabbanan, because Ikar Kaddish is on Divrei Agada. And then the Mishnah Berurah concluded, you don't say Kaddish unless there are 10 people in the shul at the time of the saying of the Psukim. You don't actually need everyone, 10 people learning the psukim, but you need 2 or 3, you need 10 people present. So here, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying not like that. Here the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, if you didn't have a minion, and all of a sudden they show up, you could say Kaddish. He says, "V'chein me'schil l'sfal arus v'yachidus barasol le'isam mirsa kaddish yachol amir kaddish v'chein b'chol limud." Oy be'amir solenu amir sa'ashvi shekoy de mincha oy be'amir tehillim ba'boikim haya b'li minyan v'nezdam teg minyan sheish l'amir kaddish. That's not like the Mishnah Berurah said in Siman Nun Dalet. U'magin Avram b'siman samach tes reish lamdal loy kasav kein. He says that's not so. I guess that's the Magin Avram that the Mishnah Berurah quoted in the previous Siman, which is interesting that there he seemed to conclude like the Magin Avram, that you need 10 people at the time of the learning, and here he seems to be okay without it. Let's see, what's the footnote here is going on number 7. So in the Dirshu, in the back, they bring that the Magen Avraham holds you need 10 people at the time of Amir's Pesukim. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah earlier that even these Shitas, you don't need 10 people saying the Pesukim. It's interesting, you know, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph, Siv Katan Dalet, regarding Slicha, he springs from the Eliyahu Rabbah, that if you don't have 10 people at Tamei Amiras Ashrei, you should say 3 psukim when a minion comes. Which is interesting that later on the Mishnah Berurah also concludes, like the Magen Avraham, that you can't just say a Kaddish, but you need to actually say the psukim. Okay. V'chein mehagrabis in reish lamdan mucha k'magin Avraham. Akin eskimo achroinim. I guess this is what we're saying. The achroinim conclude. The hanochon sheyomru achar kach mizmar. You should say a mizmar. The dirshu says mizmar means not just like 3 random sukkim. Oishloish sukkim. The dirshu says that's from 1 perak. He quotes the Shari Ephraim. V'yomru kaddish. V'ayim b'pri magadu v'mishra zav o'izgimu d'mucha minei del inyam suk de zimra l'inyam tu'as arvis gam ha'mogin avram moide lahataz. Wow. The pri magadu says that the Magen Avram only said his din legabe. Let's say ashrei before mincha, or Aleinu, or some other part of the davening. But when it comes to Psukei Dezimra or Mariv, then even if the minion is not present at the time of the Amiras Psukim, you could say Kaddish. So it's interesting. By the way, the Dirshu says that earlier on in Siman Nun Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah said, not like that. He concludes like the Darach HaChaim, that if you don't have 10 people at the time of Sukkot de Zimra or Yishtabach, you should not say Kaddish. So the Mishnah Berurah did not say this earlier in Siman Nun Gimel. I don't remember where in Siman Nun Gimel. Does he mean Siman Nun Dalet? Probably is a tough cipher. Probably Siman Nun Gimel Sivkat Dan Tes. It's got to be a mistake.
It looks like it's the Ramah in Hilchos Mincha.
That what is around?
Say Ein Loma Ashrei Shekodem and Ela Kadesh Minyan Debei Knesses Kadesh Yemru Alav Hakadosh Lifnei Tzvadas Mincha.
Okay, but let's say you didn't have a minion and you said Ashrei, what do you do?
The Buddha says, you say Mizmor Echad, and then the Kaddish.
Mm-hmm. So that's like the Magen Avraham, okay? The Prima Gadim has a chiddush here that the Magen Avraham would be Moideh, that by Psukei de Zimra, if you could say Kaddish even though there was not a minion at the time of Psukei de Zimra. I guess that's the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Tes and Siman Nun Dalet, where he quoted the Magen Avraham in the context of Yishtabach, and he didn't say the Magen Avraham agrees there, you don't need the minion at the time of the saying of the Psukim. Okay, Siv Katan Gimel, Zacharim, La'afuke Noshim, Va'avadim, Uketanim. That excludes women, slaves, Ketanim, Vuadin Tumtum, Androgynous, V'chatzi Eved, V'chatzi Ben Chayren, Enom et Staref. Gedoylem, Ayin Prichadish Simen, Samachtesh, Shakara, Error, Almakosh Nagin, Shakatan Omer Kaddish. Okay, we'll see that more tomorrow. Bottom line is, just to get straight, it seems like the Taz holds that you don't need a minion for the Psukim, for the Kaddish is good enough. The Magen Avram holds you do need a minion for the Amiras Psukim. The Mishnah Berurah seems to quote this Magen Avram in Siman Nun Dalet. He quotes it here in Siman Nun Hey. He quotes the Shita later on by Slichos in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. And the Prima Gadim has some kind of Hachra that the Magen Avram would be Moida Lagabe Psuke de Zimra and Lagabe Arvis. So in other words, right, earlier on, the Mishnah Berurah says something also very interesting, that the Sheikh Tzibur says, if the Sheikh Tzibur interrupts after Yishtabach, he has to say Miksas Psukim and say Kaddish. That's a different thing, that Kaddish has to be going on Psukim. And if he doesn't say Psukim, he just says Baruch Hu. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll hold it over here, okay? Hatzlacha.
Say, someone needs to see me, and I'm a second, then Kaddish.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.